Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad House, featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. The phone number is area code 213-252-0998. We don't have any studio guests today, but we got lots of stuff happening out there. Interbike, interviews from Interbike with some notables out there. Sounds of racing.
Hear me okay? All right. So we're going to be long 10 minutes, but I wanted to say welcome. We're blown away by what this thing has become already, and we're glad that you're here. We're going to be doing a 10-week series next summer. We've got a 12-hour coming soon in April. We're looking at all kinds of stuff, so we want to make sure that this is your race. So make sure you give us the feedback you did this time. We were happy not to get hammered on STR and all the local message boards. The emails that came through were super positive. We were stoked to have you guys. Okay, I have one announcement. If you can hear me in the back, one announcement that will disqualify you if you're not listening.
All right. Five. Beginners group.
Four. Three. Two. One. Go get them, guys. Make sure you come to the finish after you're done on your last lap, on your third lap.
Well,
that was the start of the Over the Hump midweek series, mountain bike racing out in Irvine, at Lake Irvine. Over, 350 riders out there. Really awesome job that they're doing out there with the Over the Hump race series. We got race results from the Fall Classic, the Velodrome, and the Charleston Hill Climb. Let's go to our race results right now.
Results for the Fall Classic. Pro-Men, third place, picked up by Dana Weber. Second place, Manuel Prado. And your winner, Sid Taberley, Show Air Specialized. In the Category 1 Men, 50-54, third place, Randy Lichty. Second place, John Langton. And your winner, Dean Swank. These are preliminary results. Junior men's 15-16, category 3, Scott Vessel. Your winner, as the band plays on here. And we got junior men 11-12, Jacob Jordan, third place. Evan Williams, Bear Valley Bikes, in second place. And Nitro Racing's Christian Husband, your winner in the juniors, 11-12. Category 1 single speeds, Tim Sparks, picking up third place. Synergy Cycles, Alexis Seletsky in second. And your winner from Show Air Sonnens, Brad Stevenson. In the pro women, Allison Mann picked up the win. Category 1 women, Anna Fortner from Van Dessel. Your winner. And in the junior women, category 3, 15-18, Sophie Wilson, your winner. All right, that was bells ringing over here at the First Barrier Dismount with a fan club from Cello Pacific here, and you're on Bike Sport Radio with live sounds from the Urban Cyclocross Series. September 12th and 13th, the undisputed hardest two-day USA Cycling race and ride, the Everest Challenge, took place in the mountains. Mountainous climbing, the pro, men's, and category 1s and 2s. Fourth place going to Chris Walker with a final GC time of 11:08 and 28 seconds. Third place going to Christopher Atten with a time of 11:07:12. Second place, Justin Lau with a time of 11:03:13. And your winner, Nathaniel English, with a time of 10:48:06. For the Pro Women's Everest Challenge, in fourth place, Mary Magnani with a time of 13:35:36. Third place, going to Kimberly Fong with a time of 13:20:32. Second place, going to Ruth Clements with a final GC time of 12:35:58. And your winner with a time of 12:16:15, Catherine Donovan. The Everest Challenge also hosted a Clydesdale category, picking up second place in the Clydesdales, Ernest Lohman. And your winner in the Clydesdale category, Alex Volos. Alex Volos. The beginners, it's the Category 5 beginners at the Everest Challenge, in fourth place, Matteo Bevini. Third place going to Chris Palmquist. Second place, Felipe Krebs. And your winner, Benjamin Gus. That's in the men's Category 5s. Also, masters categories in the 55-plus, picking up third place, Bill Tippetts. Second place going to Paul McKenzie. And your winner, with a time of 12:18:03, Dennis Phillips. Now, Dennis Phillips' time of 12:18:03 is quite good for Masters 55+. The Masters 45+, in third place with a time of 12:11:08, Scott Busby. Second place with a time of 11:58:01, Louis Amelbrow. And your winner with a time of 11:53:08, Mark Schaefer. That's the Everest Challenge. Took place on September 12th and 11th. Over the Hump, midweek mountain bike racing. This is midweek racing in Lake Irvine, men's experts. Fourth place going to Brandon Gritters. Third place, Dana Weber. Second place, Manny Prado. And your winner, Sid Taberly, the Over the Hump mountain bike race.
I got to tell you, this Over the Hump mountain bike race here is a really, really great job being done by promoter Matt out there. Matt has just been overwhelmed by the response, the positive response of everybody looking for a midweek race series, the Over the Hump race series that went on, and looking to expand next year. He had some notables out there, and we'll be hearing from Hans Rey also. Got some interviews with Hans Rey coming up shortly after our race results.
Women's experts in fourth place, Bernice Pearson. Third place going to Annabelle Neninger. Second place, Vicky Chernoff, and your winner, Tonya Bray. Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series Women's Beginners. Third place going to Cam Weller. Second place, Jan Ackerman, and your winner, Holly Hagerman. In the Men's Sport, Men's Sport Ones, that is Chris Hansen in fourth place. Third place going to Diego Mendonca. Second place going to Joshua Compa. And your winner, Matt Tenure. The juniors at the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Cross Country. In sixth place, Ben Bennett, junior men. Fifth place going to Tyler Merkovich. Fourth place, Jared McLean. Third place, Ryan Moore. Second place picked up by David Stoop, and your winner, Colin Rogers, men's juniors. Also, women's juniors, Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series, Daniel Dulac. Second place going to Michaela Dulac, and your winner, Samantha Dulac. That's the junior women's. Men's beginners, in the men's beginners heat number one, fourth place going to Mike Williams, third place Junior Galvin,
Second place, Chris Hayden, and your winner, Eric Ochoa. That's the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series on September 15th. All right, more off-road racing, the Kenda Cup. Kenda Cup Unification, this is called. This was Kenda Cup East versus Kenda Cup West, cross-country mountain bike racing. In the cross-country results, this is on September 20th, Pro Men's. Fifth place, Manuel Prado, right out of Lake Forest. Fourth place, going to Dana Weber. Third place, Sean Donovan. Second place, going to Ignacio Torres. And your winner, Sid Taberly. Sid Taberly.
Hey, by the way, just wanted to shout out and thanks to all your listeners, Tim and Lori, Bessie, Mike, and Vicky. I know you at least are listening out there. Hope you're enjoying the show.
All right. In the Pro Women, this is at the Kenda Cup Unification Race held on September 30th. Third place going to Joy Dirksen. Second place going to Krista Park. And your winner from Showwear Specialized, Allison Mann. Category 1 women, ages 19 through 29. Your winner was Lisa Crow out of Redlands, riding for Don's Bikes. In the Category 2 women, ages 19 to 29, your winner from Encinitas, Beth Gerds. And also in the Kenda Cup, we have Masters Men, Category 1, 50+. Fourth place going to Dale Raymond. Third place, Joel Galal. Second place, Stephen Henzer. And your winner, Dean Swank from Bear Valley Bikes.
Okay, more sounds of racing coming up. The Urban Cyclocross took place on September 20th at Ken Malloy Park. National ranking points awarded for that race as well. And hello out there, webcam watchers. I just looked up on the monitor here. I see a webcam pointed at my face, so I have no idea if it's working or not, but hope you didn't see me doing anything in the studio I shouldn't be doing. On to more race sounds here.
Three laps to go, guys. Three to go. Bailey Bikes going by there.
42-43.
Johnny Barron's Ted Willard. And I think that was Al Mornaka going by there. At three laps to go. Three to go here at the Urban Cyclocross. All right. You're here on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio. And there's our leader, number 30, Brent Prenslow. Two laps to go. Two to go. Brent Prenslow in the lead. And that was David Sheik going by there also, Rock and Road. Everybody finishes on the lap of the leader, so two laps to go for him too. Oh, two to go. Two to go. Number 32 going by there. I think that was John Bailey. Unofficially, I believe, second place on the course. Two laps to go. Two to go at the Urban Cyclocross Series opener out here. Again, national ranking points for today's race on the national ranking points system. Two laps to go. Prenslow stretching his back a little bit. All right, make some noise for these guys. All right, two laps to go up there, guys, going through the finish line. And here comes Bailey Bikes going by. Lots of sounds. 42 going by here at the barriers. Johnny Barron's. Sean Barron's going by. And now MS Rider. 791 on the little run up here. That was Kevin Hinton going by.
It's really entertaining watching cyclocross, and especially when you get these kids out here. Kids and bells, a volatile combination at the barriers. When these guys run with their bikes over the barriers, carrying their bikes over these barriers, these kids out there ringing bells like crazy. It's very entertaining to watch. Check out the Urban Cyclocross Series, SoCalCyclocross.org. More race sounds.
Go, Wendell!
And we have upcoming events pretty soon.
PB Grupo, Wendell Woodford. Wendell participates in what's called the Cyclocross Ride Around the Peninsula on Wednesday morning, 6:30 a.m. Check it out on Facebook. That's a CRAP, for short. Search for that on Facebook. All right, we are on one lap to go now. One to go. Rider number 32. One lap to go. One to go. One lap to go. More riders. One lap to go. You're here on Bike Sport Radio. And Giant Racer. One lap to go. One to go.
All right, we're going to move into some sounds of the Over the Hump Midweek Mountain Bike Series. This is where we were pleasantly surprised by the presence of Hans Rey. Mr. No Way Ray was out there blowing the horn for the starts of these races at the Over the Hump Series. Let's listen to a little chat with Hans Rey.
I'm here.
That's right. We've got Hans Rey also here.
Bordering on six yet?
No, not quite.
Got a few minutes, so here's what we got going, guys. Afterwards, we're going to be doing race awards, so make sure you stay. We've got a barbecue going on. We've got 6 minutes till start, but I want to invite Hans up. And Hans, come stand up here with me. Come up to our podium. Doing this thing. Hans, why are you excited to have a race locally?
Yeah, I think it's super cool that you guys putting on this race. We needed something like this for so long in locally. You know, there is not enough events, and having this out here and having this turnout, I'm blown away. I thought that would be way smaller, so I'm super stoked. And you know, keep it up. You know, whatever it takes.
Thanks. We're going to let Hans do our official launch of the experts here in a few minutes. But as you guys are racing, there's a couple changes to the course.
All right. Hey, doesn't Hans sound a little bit like our governor, Arnold?
Five,
here's the start of the
four,
B3 and B4
three,
beginners right now.
Two,
goes the horn.
One.
Notice the beginners get more applause. That's because they have a lot more fans.
So here's my spiel. No headphones?
Perhaps.
Make sure.
All right, upcoming events, man.
All right, upcoming events coming up on September 30th through October 4th. Elite National Track Championships. These are at the L.A. Velodrome at the Home Depot Center. Elite National starts on September 30th, Wednesday through Sunday, October 4th. All details on that can be found at lavelodrome.org, Track Racing Elite National Championships. On October 10th, the Kurt Sutliff Memorial Santiago Canyon Time Trial. Racing for USA cycling categories, including Masters 30+, 40+, 50+, and 60+, and junior men and women. Full details on that can be found at scnca.org, scnca.org, the Santiago Canyon Time Trial, October 10th. And on October 11th, the Urban Cyclocross Series continues with Round 2 in Palos Verdes Estates. Urban Cyclocross, single speed, masters, juniors, free racing for juniors as well. Free youth series for racing for 10 and under. And all details can be found at backontrackproductions.com or socalcyclocross.com. That's the Urban Cyclocross Series, event number 2 in Palos Verdes Estates. Got some fun rides off-road coming up. The Kernville Classic Mountain Bike Racing. This is some awesome riding up in Kern County. The 18th annual Kernville Fat Tire Festival, October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And that's in the town of Kernville. Multiple rides on various days throughout Kern County and the Kern River area. Awesome event out there. Visit mtnriver.com. That's mtnriver.com. Mountain River, Kernville Classic. Also on October 17th, Ride in the Rocks, a fundraising event in the Lucerne Valley for mountain bikes. There's a run walk as well, a 5-mile course, a challenging 21-mile course, and a very tame 10-mile course. That's Ride in the Rocks on October 17th in the Lucerne Valley. Registration's available at active.com. And full details on Ride in the Rocks may be found at rideintherocks.com. That is a fundraiser for local schools throughout the Lucerne Valley. Ride in the Rocks. And then coming up on October 31st and November 1st, the 25 hours of Halloween at Chamberlain Ranch. This is 24-hour mountain bike racing for individuals, teams of 2, 4, or 5. The 25 hours of Chamberlain Ranch. There's going to be trick-or-treating, costumes, Halloween decorations. Spectators are welcome for free at this event, 25 hours of Halloween. And the race is actually 25 hours long due to the clock change. Find out more details at ridesb.com. All right.
Okay, one of the things we also do with Bike Sport Radio is we chat with real racers out in the field and just pick up the average Joe out there racing. We talk to several riders at the Urban Cyclocross, Metal Mountain Racing, Mafia Racing, and let's go to those now and see what these guys had to say about real racing.
More real racers here in the field. We talk to real racers at Bike Sport Radio. We're here at the Urban Cyclocross with Metal Mountain Cycling. I'm sorry, is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it's Metal Mountain Cycling, Ventura.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Mike King.
Mike King, all right, welcome to the race. Tell us a little bit about Metal Mountain Cycling. I haven't heard them. It's new, right?
Well, Metal Mountain was started. It's a bicycle shop located right downtown in Ventura County. It was started by a guy named Trevor Dunn. Opened up in 2008. He's been in the cycling industry for a little over 12 years now. Recently just started his own shop. You know, he's very involved in racing, wanted to start a team. And last year was kind of a loosely associated team. This year it's going to be a little bit more hardcore, you know, mainly focusing on road and cyclocross.
Cool. Yeah, Trevor Dunn, I know that name. He was a racer, or he still is a racer?
Yeah, he's very involved in the race scene. A lot with mountain biking. Now he's focusing more on road and cyclocross, just like the team's going to follow.
Okay, and he stayed in the industry by starting a bike shop in Ventura. That's Metal Mountain. Where do we find out more about you guys?
You can go on to metalmountaincycling.com. It's metalmtncycling.com.
Okay, very cool. MTNcycling.com. All right, thanks a lot, and good luck with your race today.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're here at the Urban Cyclocross Series. Bells are ringing and racers are racing, and the Urban Cyclocross Series is on Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with Mafia Racing's
Chris Bassett.
Chris Bassett, welcome to the race. Thanks for coming, and tell us about your team and what you guys do.
Well, Mafia Racing is a national team with pro squad in Colorado, regional teams of amateurs in Northwest, Midwest, and Southern California. And
Southern Cal, cool. Southern California, all right. And primarily you guys race what?
Mountain bike and cyclocross. There's a little bit of road racing, not a whole lot. Sponsored by Felt and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Felt, all right, a great product. And Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Yeah, we like beer. All right. And you came out here from Colorado, or are you on the Southern California?
Actually, I'm the Southern California.
Okay, cool. And how would people find out more about Mafia Racing?
We have a website at mafiaracing.com, and that's actually the easiest way.
Okay, great. Well, good to see you out here, and good luck to you and anybody else on the team, Mafia Racing. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we're here on Bike Sport Radio, the Urban Cyclocross, continuing with real racers. We're here with the Women's Open Pro winner, Annette Padilla, right?
Right.
Chola Pacific. How'd your race go? Obviously you won. Have a good time out there?
Yeah, it was really fun. It's pretty bumpy, but the course was well designed, and it was a good sunny day.
Yeah, we're here at the lake at Harbor Lake in Kenmolly Park in Harbor City. Good job with the race today. Any squirrels or anything out there? Any notable excitement you had on the course?
No, a couple quick turns around trees and, you know, a couple good run-ups and good barriers. But the course is pretty flat, bumpy, well spread out, plenty of room.
All right. Lots of grass, too. So this is the first in a series of 5, and congratulations on your win. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Brad.
So if you want to put an ad up for the series, it'd be great.
Cool. Hey, we're here with the Urban Cyclocross Series Finals on Bike Sport Radio. More real racer interviews. We're here with Bruce Wayman. Congratulations. The winner of the Masters 35. How'd you feel out there?
Oh, pretty good, especially after yesterday. It was
pretty tough.
You raced yesterday, too, in the heat.
Yesterday,
wow.
I took a serious beating yesterday.
And today's course, I didn't see your finish, but how close was it?
I don't know who was second, to be honest with you. There was a guy chasing me pretty close for a while, but I think he
it was Chela Pacific. Mark Campaign was chasing you. There, thanks, Mark. You're on Bike Sport Radio. He was chasing you, and this guy hasn't got an ounce of fat on his body. Look at him.
He's like one father of four, too.
Yeah.
I have four kids?
He's got Mark Campaign's got four kids, yeah.
Four kids, right?
Yeah. And you held him off, Bruce, and thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. It's an awesome series. I always try to come out and do all these races.
All right. All right. We appreciate it. You're on Bike Sport Radio. Check us out.
Thanks, man.
See you. Four kids. That's why he doesn't have an ounce of fat on his body, chasing all those kids. I think I saw at least two of them out there doing the free youth races. We always offer free youth races at all urban cyclocross races. Find out more details at socalcyclocross.org. One of the things we also do in the field is we give our sponsors a little notoriety. Room for Change was out there with changing skirts. They offer changing skirts for those of you that need a little vanity when you're changing out of your bike shorts. Let's listen to what was going on there.
And we also showcase some of our sponsors here at the Urban Cyclocross on Bike Sport Radio. I'm here at Room for Change, which is kind of cool. There's a lot of changing skirts. These are for those of you who want a little vanity when you change your clothes after a race. These changing skirts fit right around your waist. Custom made by Van Osdell. Van Osdell, what's it called? Room for Change. Van Osdell Designs.
Where fashion meets function.
Yeah, where fashion meets function. That was the founder and owner, Vicki Van Osdell. Check out email at roomforchange@hotmail.com if you want to find out more about these changing skirts. One of the sponsors at the Urban Cyclocross Series here on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you.
And you're
That's room numeral 4, change, that email. So. Over the Hump Series. We've got some live interviews with some of the riders and racers out there at the Over the Hump Series.
On Bike Sport Radio, we're here still at the Over the Hump Race Series, and I'm here with one of the women's winners. What's your name?
Tanya Bray.
Tanya Bray, congratulations on your win. How'd you like the course? Was it fun?
This course is great. It's got a great mix of flats, super hard pounding flats, and great single track, super fun, lots of cornering. It's just a great, fun, fast Tuesday night course.
A lot of flats means you got to keep working, huh? Pedal.
You know, there's really no recovery, which makes it great for cyclocross practice, so I guess that's the bright side.
All right. Well, you'll be on bikesportradio.us, and congratulations on your win. Thanks for coming to the Over the Hump Series.
Thanks. You can get more info at mtvchick.com.
Okay, mtvchick.com. Everybody out there, you listeners, check that out. Thanks a lot, Tony.
No problem. Have a great day.
And we're here at the Over the Hump Series, the only midweek mountain bike race in Orange County. And right here I'm at, how do you pronounce this?
Sambazon,
Asahi Berry. And I'm with, what's your name?
My name's Scott.
Scott and
Hans Ray.
And very honored to see you guys here. And thanks for coming out and supporting the race. Tell us a little bit about your product.
Yeah, we import Asahi from Brazil. And it's an organic fruit that grows wild in the Brazilian rainforest, and we make frozen purees, premium juices, and energy drinks with the acai berry.
All right, good stuff too. So Hans, what does acai berry do for you?
Well, it's my breakfast every morning.
Oh yeah, that's a
now,
place to go, huh?
You know what I've
good stuff,
it,
huh?
No, it is really good stuff. It's healthy, and it's a really cool company behind it, a good cause, the way it's harvested and all that. But it's just like, You hear a lot about acai these days, but these guys were doing it like way before the whole hype started, and kind of the original company. And they Southern California, they're really into the action sports, and I fell in love with the product like 5 years ago. So I contacted those guys, and they were still working out of an apartment back then. And meanwhile, they grown, and acai is like known now. At the beginning, you had to like explain to everybody about acai, and now at least people know about it. But it's a fun company to work with and a good product.
Yeah. All right. So anything you want to add on that? What else?
I think Matt and his team have done a great job putting this together. I was blown away to see how many people they got.
Over the hump series here.
And I think it's a great thing for the community, and I think Samba's on. I think we're a dead fit with a lot of these people because when they're low on nutrition, when they're thirsty, when they need energy, it's like acai and Samba's on. It's the number one thing you want to put back in your body to keep you going. So it's a good fit.
Very good. All right. Thanks for supporting the race, and thanks a lot. Thanks, Hans.
All right. See you out there.
I had my daughter, and I'm just sitting there watching everybody go by and seeing all the fun. And I'm like, I'm racing next time, man. I don't care what happens.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, we're stoked, dude. We're trying to keep it really low key. We're trying to make it so that it's a hangout vibe, fun for everybody, but competitive.
You want to know what was cool is when we all got jammed up in that little single track area, that little downhill. Everybody just stayed in their order. There was one guy who came walking around, and it was like, and nobody even said anything. They're like, you know what? If he's that worried about moving up in the pack, let him go. But everybody was real civil about it.
We're here with the midweek series, the Over the Hump series in Lake Irvine. Talking to another happy customer out here.
First time everything was good, man. It was just funnest race ever.
Well, I'm glad you had a good
great
time.
Family thing. Seeing the kids out there racing was phenomenal. So again,
awesome.
Thank you. Great job.
No, Doug, I'm glad you came. Stay posted for sure. Log in. And if you don't already have the email address, give us your email address so we can hit you on blast.
We got to stay. My wife got second in the first race, so we got to see if she gets to walk home with a little trophy.
Yeah, did you see the crank and the chain ring?
Yeah. Did I see it?
Those are cool.
No. Come on, man. This is what's going on Facebook tonight.
Sweet.
That's me with the first.
We're looking at pictures here now. We're on the radio, so you can't see the pictures. But all right, cool.
Yeah,
chain ring and everything.
The only time you're going to see me with the first place trophy.
All right. You're going to be on bikesportradio.us. Check it out. We're on radio.
Right on.
Radio
great,
show.
Man.
Thanks, Doug.
Keep it up. More riders.
It looks like we've got a repeat victory from last race's winner, our friend at Mountain Bike Action Online, Tanya Bray. Yeah. If you didn't see Tanya's article, make sure you check that out. Congratulations,
Tanya. Some of the awards ceremonies at the Over the Hump
Race
Series.
Looks like we already have a prediction on the series finalists for 1 and 2, because we've got Vicky Chernoff coming across second place in the Women's Expert. In third place, we have Kim Slingerland. Kim Slingerland came across in third place. Good race, guys. Men's beginner 4. We have in this order first place Sean Maez. Sorry, my Spanish, Manny. I need you to come pronounce some of these things.
Close.
Probably French.
Maez.
Willie Maez. Sean, congratulations. Gary Churchill in second place. Men's beginner 4. These are the young guys. And Chuck Miller in third place. Congratulations, Chuck. Apologize for cutting through these fast, but we know that you've got school tomorrow, all you people who work. Steve Copeland, Men's Beginner 3 winner. Men's Beginner, first place.
This is the Naval Sun 2 Bike Sport Radio here. Studio numbers 2 and 3, 252-0998.
Steve Lemley, congratulations on second place. We have Devin Bunch in third place for Men's Beginner 3. Men's Beginner 2. Men's Beginner 2. Looks like we got first, second, and third all together. It was pretty close. Oh. Okay, we may have to come back to men.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, a little promo there for Bike Sport Radio. We are always looking for new ideas on how we can make our show more interesting and exciting for you listeners out there. So if you've got any great ideas on how to do a bike radio show for bicycle racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes, give us a call or email us through our website at backontrackproductions.com. We've got all our contact information there, Bike Sport Radio. Now, we had a chance to attend the industry standard event of the year, Interbike in Las Vegas. This is where all of the movers and shakers in the bicycle industry go. A lot of innovative things and products out there and some very creative booths out there, too. We had a chance to talk to some of these. One of them even sang a song for us. You got to check that out. Here's some live action from Interbike.
Okay, we are here at Interbike on Bike Sport Radio at cowbell.com, and I'm here with
Bessie
from Cowbell. So tell us about cowbells and why you need them for bike racing or for bike racers or what you need to race bikes.
Well, I'm the official spokesbovine for cowbell.com, and what we do is create fun at events with cowbells. And you use them to cheer on the racers and let them know that you support them. They're a way for you to communicate with the racers. It makes them go faster, too. So if you go, woo, the racers go really, really, really fast.
And the spectators, too, perhaps, huh?
Well, the spectators have fun doing it because it makes them participate in the event.
And I see different colors of bells and everything. You custom print for promoters,
for sure,
sponsors?
For sure. We have 20 different colors of cowbells, and they're all at cowbell.com.
So purple?
That purple ones don't always work so well.
Red. And I know you can't hear this on the radio, but this one's red. How cool is that?
Gray.
And there's all
this one's red.
Okay, I think we got the point.
This one is from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
This is from the Vancouver
Olympic rings.
Yeah, we did bells for the Vancouver, Salt Lake,
nice.
Torino, Lillehammer.
Very nice. So it's all about the cowbell. It's all about the sounds of bike racing. Goofy
right.
Cows.
Woo!
These can be printed, too? Custom
yes,
printed?
We do custom imprinted cowbells. They make great trophies. We did the trophies last night at the Las Vegas, and we're going to be handing out trophies tonight, too.
At the pro race. That's right. I'll be
right.
there.
Okay. Well,
very
so
good.
You'll see us presenting.
And how do we find out more about Cowbell?
You can go to cowbell.com.
That's easy.
It's a ring. Anytime.
All right. All right. I'm Brad House of Bike Sport Radio. Thank you, Bessie.
Ciao.
Bike Sport Radio continues. We're here at Interbike still, and we are at Seattle Bike Supply now, and I'm with, what's your name?
I'm Tim Rutledge.
Tim Rutledge. All right. Nice to meet you. And tell us a little bit about some of the products Seattle Bike has, particularly perhaps Redline. You have a little cyclocross experience, I'm sure.
I developed the Conquest. I was the designer of the Conquest back in 94, so I've been with the company and been in it a long time. This year on our Redline cyclocross bikes, we've got a 20-inch, so we can fit kids 6 to 10 years old.
Is that right?
So,
wow.
And it's also so that you can ride out on the road, and it is geared so that a young 7-year-old rider can ride at 18 miles an hour with mom or dad out on a bike path also.
Right. It's all, the cyclocross bikes, for those of you listeners, it's almost like a road bike, and really all you got to do is change those tires, huh, and put road tires on and ride on the road.
Exactly. So we have it come with a small knob, so it's not too crossed out, but we carry knobbier tires and then street slick tires, so if you want to make it a road bike.
Way cool.
And then we represent also Torker brand, so a lot of urban bikes and some work bikes. And then
make a fixie and a single speed also?
They do. Yeah, that's our U District, really popular bike. Yeah. We sold several
thousand.
There's
a huge culture out there now for that. It's great.
Yeah, but 329, we really have a nice you know, nice price on that. A lot of fun. And then we also represent LaPierre for all of the United States. And then LaPierre is your high-end French racing bike that has, you know, the passion of racing. They sponsor the François de Joux team. And then the legacy of the LaPierre family, 65 years of developing and doing race bikes.
Very good. Very good. We hope to see more LaPierre out there in the red lines and everything. We'll be going to Nationals in Bend. Bikesport Radio will be up there, and we'll be supporting our 11-year-old state champion junior, Duncan Reed. Hope to get him on the radio, too, out there. Hope to get him on a red line, too.
Well, right. Well, of course, red line is always there at cyclocross races. We'll be at, of course, we'll be at the USGP in Portland the week before, and then we'll be at Bend, just as we were in Kansas City last year and every national before that. So we're big supporters and fans, and of course, we sponsor lots of juniors and really believe in that developmental side. Of course, we have now a 20-inch, but before this, we've had a 24-inch wheel bike, and then we make 44-centimeter frames, which really helps juniors and ladies get into the sport.
Great. All right. That's a great thing you guys are doing at Seattle Bike Supply. Find out more at Seattle Bike Supply. You have a website, I guess.
It's SeattleBikeSupply.com and or RedlineBicycles.com.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you.
All right. Now we are at Fat Cycles. Fat Cycles. As the t-shirt toss, throwing t-shirts into the audience at Interbike. Okay. I don't know if they're going to throw a free bike out in the audience or not.
All right, guys. Thanks for everybody that showed up. Gentlemen, cards we have in here. All right, that looks about good. All right, so I'm going to throw it over to Kristen over here. She's going to pick the name out. You guys have to be here. Don't be absent when your name is called as soon as you don't cruise.
A t-shirt and swag toss in the Fat Cycles booth. How about that? Aviation Cycle, a local bike shop for Southern California. How many number apples out there in about the Fat Cycles?
And those are your winners here at Fat Cycles. Bike Sport Radio continues at Interbike. We're at Interbike with Everett and Chris. You guys are the developers of
Bike Glow Safety Light.
Tell us a little bit about Bike Glow Safety Light. What exactly is it?
The Bike Glow Safety Light is a new and innovative product designed to illuminate the frame of your bicycle. It's an electroluminescent wire that is wrapped around the frame and helps prevent side impact injuries. And it is also, as a side effect, pimps your bike out and helps it look really cool.
All right.
Okay, these guys were so hip and so into the bike scene. They are actually going to sing us a song to promote Bike Glow Safety Light.
All right, so you can pimp your ride and be seen at the same time. I'm looking at one here for those of you radio watchers who don't see very well. We've got a glowing wire. It almost looks like as bright as a fiber optic, except the entire length of the wire glows in these brilliant colors. Pretty cool. And you're scoring some good accounts out here today at Interbike, and things are happening, huh?
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. People are really responding to the fact that it's a very light item. It only weighs 2 ounces. It runs on two AA batteries for 60 hours, and it's a very affordable product at $25. $25 per unit. So everyone's really reacting to that in a really positive way.
Woo! $25 a unit. All right. Hey, we got a winner here. And there's a theme song too, right?
Yeah.
We got a happy customer looking at your product right here.
Yes, there's a theme song. Shall we sing it for you?
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. At Bike Sport Radio. Shall we sing the theme song? Do you know it too, Molly? All right. Here we go. We'll give it our best shot, okay. Like William Hung says.
1, 2, 3. It's hard to see your bike at night. That's why you've got your safety light. You'll feel safe when you are seen in colors red and blue and green.
I love it. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks,
right.
Molly.
Thank you to all your radio listeners out there. We say be seen.
All right. Bike Glow Safety Light. Visit bikeglow.com on Bike Sport Radio.
Also
thanks.
Also available at every REI.
Yes. For radio.
I think we'd all been having too many energy drinks at that point in the show. A lot of fun out there at Interbike. More Interbike continuing. A new magazine out there on the scene, Momentum Magazine.
The Interbike has now arrived at Momentum, the magazine for self-propelled people. And this is a magazine about bike culture, I guess. I'm here with Deb.
Yep, Deb Greco.
Deb Greco. Tell us about your magazine a little bit.
So I'm the Bay Area editor of Momentum, which is out of Vancouver, and it's for all North American urban cyclists or sort of everyday cyclists, so people who ride their bike to work or school or anywhere else, to the cafe to go shopping. So we're putting on a fashion show today to also show that you can wear normal clothes and be a normal person and be on a bike. You know, you can bring your grandmother, you can bring the kids, bring the dog. Everybody should be on bikes. So that's sort of what we're all about here.
That's right. Anybody can be on a bike. You don't need to wear Lycra. You don't need to be a racer. I know this is Bike Sport Radio where we talk about racing, but bikes are great to be on a bike. And we have proved here at Momentum, she's proved that, you know, the fashion show is going to show that you can wear regular stuff. And tell us about the fashion show. When does it start? Or is it...
Starts at 5 o'clock okay. Over next to the ramp where they're doing the demos. And there's going to be all kinds of looks for all seasons for men and women. Even though there's nothing wrong with, like, bikes on the runway.
All
so
right.
You can come see all the new giant bikes and all the new commuter cycle bikes. Awesome. So.
Great. Okay. Momentum Magazine. How do we find out more about Momentum Magazine? Subscriptions, I guess?
Just go to MomentumPlanet.com and check us out.
MomentumPlanet.com. All right. Bike Sport.
Near you if you're lucky.
Hey, there you go. How about having Momentum in bike shops? All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Nice to meet you. Come on by.
And now we're here at Interbike with the Long Beach Bike Festival. Mark Bixby is the director. Tell us a little bit about the Long Beach Bike Festival.
Hey, we're excited to have the second annual bike festival, April 2nd through 4th. Bigger, badder, bolder than last year. This year we're adding about four new elements, including a Tour of Long Beach, which is a 3367 or 100-mile charity ride from Miller Children's Hospital. We're adding bicycle polo, international bicycle polo tournament, 3-on-3. Probably have about 200 competitors from all over the U.S., Canada, and Europe. We're adding or even expanding the Bike Station Fashion Show. It'll be all professional models. Big event Saturday evening. We're expanding Fixed Gear Festival Friday night. That's going to have skid contest, track stand, trick contest, Long Beach Gold sprints. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. We're going to have probably about 10,000 people are expected, and really looking forward to it. Thanks for asking, Brad.
Wow, that's a wonderful thing. Long Beach. Be in Long Beach then, April 2nd through the 4th, the Long Beach Bike Festival. This is going to be really cool. You can find out more at, where do you find out more, Mark?
At bikelongbeach.org/festival, but just click on the button.
Okay, bikelongbeach.org. Looking forward to that. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Brad.
We're now here at HGNR Incorporated, Dumont Tech, one of the finest lubes. We're listening to some comments from Stuart Hutchins himself.
It's actually liquid grease held in suspension by a microgel. And what you see in the cap here is these two are completely compatible. So if you want to mix up a viscosity that's different than either one, you can start mixing them up and make up your own stuff.
Well, I'll tell you.
So, you know, anything that's liquid's going to potentially do that. You might see a big enough improvement just though by putting a couple drops of this on there.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility. If you started out completely clean, just put like one or two drops.
Dumont now has a BioGreen, 100% plant-based biodegradable BCL, bicycle chain lube. And this is made based on a plant oil, plant-based instead of mineral-based, biodegradable. That's Dumont BioGreen and HGNR Racing. And this stuff's available at local retailers, including the Bike Palace. And
he'll get mad at me. That's our nickname for him.
Dumont.
He came on the one day.
The Inner Bike continues. We're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm at Bar Mitz, the booth called Bar Mitz. Now, what are Bar Mitz? Bar Mitz are, and actually, here's the owner of Bar Mitz. I'm with, what's your name?
Ward Graham.
Ward Graham. All right. What a great concept. Tell us about Bar Mitz a little bit.
Bar Mitz are a product I developed for winter bike riding. It's a neoprene mitt that attaches to your handlebar and allows you to wear a much thinner glove while you're riding. So your dexterity's up and you're warm. Keeps the wind off and the rain off, and go out and ride during the winter instead of sitting on the couch.
That's right. These bar mitts are red, black, or blue, and they're neoprene. They're similar to those heavy-duty neoprene shoe covers that you can wear in really cold weather. Same material?
That's the next product.
Yeah,
same material, neoprene.
It's very effective for keeping you warm. So like you said, when it's too cold for gloves, bar mitts. They go over your gloves. They actually attach to the bike.
Yeah, they stay on the handlebar, but they remove really easily. So if you get a warm day, you can peel them right off.
All right. And how do we find out more about Bar Mitz?
BarMitz.com.
Bar Mitz.
Website.
BarMitz.
And we got a website, and you can see all our products and purchase there, or go to your local bike shop and get them there.
Okay. Those of you cold weather riders, great idea, concept, Bar Mitz. Thank you very much.
Cool. Have a good day. Thanks.
We're here live at Interbike, bikeflowradio.us at Interbike. I'm here with Tim. What are you doing these days, Tim, with the bike industry now?
Well, I'm working with Santana Cycles, which is a tandem builder.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I saw them here.
We have, obviously, at Eurobike, we had the European debut of the only electronic shift Dura-Ace tandem in existence.
Ah.
And this year, the North American debut here at the Interbike Show in Vegas, also the same bike.
Nice. All right. Santana tandems. Now, Santana does only tandems, right?
Tandems, triples, quads, quints, take-apart bikes, you name it, we build it.
Okay. Sounds like they're a specialist in multi-person bikes. That's always a good way to go, rather than going with somebody that builds everything.
Yep, and we do single bikes on occasion. We may surprise the industry here and next year show up with a fixie bike.
Oh, there you go. Everybody's got to get a fixie out there. I know, they're hot. Those things are hot. Fixies are everywhere. So. Okay, so find out more about Santana at your booth, and also your website is...
www.santanatandem.com.
SantanaTandem.com on Bike Sport Radio. All right, thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio, now here at the Fall Classic, brought to you by Team Big Bear at Open Air Big Bear. We're just listening to some of the sounds of the post-race festivities. How cool is that to have a live band at a bike race? And wait for some results to be posted here at the Fall Classic in Big Bear.
How cool is that? You have live bands and such a festive atmosphere at a mountain bike race. That was the Fall Classic. Live reggae band playing in the background. And we had a chance to talk to one of the booth sponsors out there at an upcoming event, a fun ride called Ride in the Rocks.
And Bike Sport Radio continues here at the Fall Classic. We're with Ride the Rocks. This is an event. I'm with, what's your name?
Millie Rader.
Millie Rader. Tell us about Ride the Rocks. Tell us about the event.
Well, the event was actually designed to raise money for Lucer Valley Schools. And what we're doing is, the reason we chose this type of a deal to raise money with is that we couldn't find any other fundraising events that were actually mountain bike. They're all road bikes, like the Tour de Palm Springs, that kind of thing. And so last year was our first year, and we brought in 123 riders from all over Southern California.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And where's Lucerne Valley?
Lucer Valley is 30 miles north of Big Bear. It's down the desert floor.
Apple Valley?
It is Victorville. Just east of Apple Valley.
Okay.
And west of Yucca Valley. So if you're coming from down below, you come to I-15 freeway, you get off in Victorville and the Bear Valley off ramp, and you just head east, and you'll run right into Lucer Valley.
Looks like a great deal. Barbecue chicken, pulled pork lunch, and a t-shirt, all for $25 for the 5-mile course.
Yeah, the 5-mile course is actually new this year. It's a run/walk course. And then we have our big course is the 21 mile, and that's for hardcore riders. We've got a lot of single track, a lot of climbs, heavy duty climbs. We got one that we call Hurl Hill. But we wanted to offer something for families, you know, so that you came and rode the challenge course, that you can bring your wife and your kids. And they can do the 10-mile tame.
The other one. That's
great. Yeah, which is flat dirt roads. And
something for everybody out there. And we find out more about this at where?
www.rideintherocks.com.
Rideintherocks.com. All right. 760-248-5122. Coming up October 17th. You're on Bike Sport Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I hope you come.
Okay, Ride in the Rocks, a fun ride coming up, mountain bike ride. And we hope you enjoyed our show today. There's a lot of listeners out there today. Thank you to all you listeners. We always have a little bike advocate issue we discuss for all of our bicyclists and motorists out there that are listening. This week's bike advocate issue is bike education. There are a number of bicycle education courses being offered out there now. And they will increase your skill and confidence in cycling in Los Angeles. The LA County Bicycle Coalition offers a youth bike safety for both parents and kids that teaches basic concepts like helmet fit, navigation, navigating around your neighborhood, traffic flow, how to ride predictably. And these classes are great for beginners, experienced riders as well, and children and motorists. And we would really, really encourage you to consider taking one of these courses. You can find out more about these bike ed courses through la-bike.org, la-bike.org. And once again, thanks to all our listeners. We'll be on in 2 weeks at Bike Sport Radio. Remember to drive your bike just like you would your car out there. Cyclists and motorists out there, drive your bike. Have a great time. I'm Brad House. Thanks for listening.